Home is more important today than it's ever been. So if you're looking for the right place or trying to take advantage of those low interest rates with a refi, you should know that there's a nationally recognized mortgage originator right here in the Triad. Ashley McKenzie Sharp with Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation has been included in the top 200 loan originators in the country for 8 consecutive years. Providing personal service with experience, speed, and satisfaction is her number one priority. Trust Ashley to provide you with everything you need for a simple, rewarding home loan experience. And as a sponsor of the Triad Podcast Network, if you text or call Ashley at 336-575-9448 for your mortgage quote today, just mention the podcast, and upon receiving your quote, we'll send you a $25 local business gift card. 336-575-9448 to reach Ashley McKenzie Sharp with Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation. Ashley McKenzie Sharp, NMLS ID number 100776, is a licensed mortgage originator in North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Florida. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS ID number 2289, is an equal housing lender.
This is the Triad Podcast Network.
As life continues to normalize this spring, so will America's favorite pastime this summer. And in Winston-Salem, it won't just be the Dash who will deliver us baseball. There will be a second team to share the digs at the artist formerly known as BB&T Ballpark, the Carolina Disco Turkeys. Yes, Disco Turkeys. This summer team, made up of college players, will begin in May and extend through August. Ahead on today's show, I'll have the story behind the name and the vision for the inaugural 2021 Disco Turkey season with manager Kirk Cabana, who also has his own enchanting backstory and refusing to give up on a dream. The Disco Turkeys are owned by Winston-Salem-based Solimac Entertainment, LLC. And according to the team website, the branding package aims to, quote, capture the combination of determination, joy, and swagger present in both high-level athletics and music, and also to appeal to all ages, especially children. And that's just the beginning. I'm Kyle Schasberger, and this is Kirk Cabana, manager of the Carolina Disco Turkeys, on Triad Sports One-on-One. So what is a Carolina Disco Turkey?
A Carolina Disco Turkey is actually a peacock, and it's going to be what people start definitely referencing peacocks to be out in this area.
Yeah, and it usually takes a half a lifetime or more for something to become iconic, right? That's a heavy word. That word is not thrown around or tossed around easily. Yet, if there's any indication from the hype and the response in the media 24 hours after the late March announcement, through both merchandising sales, social media, and still even today, it seems the Disco Turkey name reveal, Kirk, has already reached that sort of folklore status. What can you share about the inspiration behind selecting the name?
Oh, gosh. I really wish that that was going to be my department of insight for ourselves. But really, that's going to be the owner and the designer. And I can tell you, you know, it was pitched to me just so perfectly as well, too, because when I got to hear it for the first time, I was just as excited as what everybody else has been. And it's been an awesome experience getting to see, you know, the community getting behind this little thing that we can have for ourselves and bring some good quality summer college ball to the, you know, the Triad area.
Before we get into the process of how it came to be that you'd be managing the Disco Turkeys this summer and what fans from Winston and I imagine even reaches further than the Carolinas can expect from an on-field product, when the name was revealed to you, what was your initial reaction?
My initial reaction was some excitement, but then honestly, you know, he had to get a look at the whole thing as well, too, because their whole play was to, you know, have fun, not take themselves overly seriously, but show that there is some, you know, intention behind what they're doing, and kind of wanted to have that minor league baseball feel of what they were going after, and kind of, you know, in their own right, try to make the peacock, you know, its own kind of trash panda, so to speak, you know, with some of these other, you know, branding that's gone on. So with Disco Turkey, it was a fun one to have to try to keep my lips sealed on as I'm talking to different people. And I'm glad that they finally were able to let me start talking about it. And it's fun that it's talking about itself right now as well, too.
Yeah, you're pretty good at keeping secrets. And that's kind of my approach to life, too, right? You don't take yourself too seriously at times. And this logo, this team name, everything that is involved with it is, you know, emulates that. What do you think of the logo and the colors? The navy, the royal blue? I think we've even added a new colored crayon, right? We're going to have to hit up the folks at Crayola for the Disco Turkey light blue and coral. to be added to their spectrum.
I definitely enjoy the color scheme of where everything's at. There's just a lot to be able to play with for themselves that is able to kind of just bring some colors to the game itself. And with a logo and mascot, again, you know, that doesn't take itself overly seriously, but that's got some real fun appeal to what everybody can do. Because now, you know, it's just an opportunity to be able to get the people there. And it's awesome that it sparks some interest in everything. But the real interest that, you know, we hope to spark is in the Triad area itself. Get people to come out and hopefully put a product out there for themselves that they're going to enjoy.
Now, I'm lifting this directly from the release online, and I'll link this in the pod description so folks can easily view the logo and more details about the team. But here it is, quote, "The team's primary logo features a pointing peacock, a gesture that evokes both an exaggerated disco dance motion and former home run king Babe Ruth famously calling his shot at the plate. The peacock, or disco turkey, is standing, presumably in the spotlight of a dance floor for a batter's box, wearing a white dancing suit. Above the mascot logo is the team's full name in block lettering, accented by disco stars," end quote. Have you emulated this pose at all since first seeing the logo? Because I think if it evokes anything, it's emulating a disco turkey, both calling its own shot and busting a move.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I definitely would be lying if I said I didn't strike the pose myself. And it's been funny because, you know, even my little one latched onto it and seen, you know, just funny hearing a little kid, you know, disco turkey, and you're just trying to say something almost like it's normalized. And then do the little move themselves too. But how fun is that, just thought process into a simple branding logo for a team? I mean, I love that, you know, it's just too obvious for the, you know, the disco portion, but to really take it a step further and understand that, you know, there's some double work there for ourselves, really, as far as pointing the shot with Babe Ruth status. And I think it's just fun and unique. And, you know, the designer has been somebody that's got some great stuff in their own portfolio, and the fact that they went all out with trying to make sure to pair with the right people to make all of this stuff happen. And then even on top of that, you know, the designer, the pairing with the Dash for themselves, they're really doing things the right way. And it's been an awesome experience to know that, you know, I get to be at the helm of what the product is happening on the field. So I'm really looking forward to trying to also showcase the baseball portion of this experience on top of the fan experience that's going to happen no matter what.
Yeah, it's amazing. And Britton Peck is the designer, so we'll give credit there. Renowned Durham-based designer, illustrator with recognition from both the Washington Post and UniWatch for creating the logo. So, yeah, let's get to the baseball portion of this. In minor league baseball, there's the Biscuits, the Flying Squirrels, the Lugnuts, Rumble Ponies. At one time, there was even the New Orleans Baby Cakes. Unique team names seem to have always been a thing in minor league baseball. It may be impossible to keep up with all the others extending beyond or below the minors. Nonetheless, they pale in comparison to what we have to help signal the return of baseball in the Triad and Truist Stadium in May. I've already pre-ordered my official Disco Turkeys tee, so you don't got to worry about that, Kirk. By the way, discoturkeys.com, Foul Territory Team Store is where you go for that. That's the next step for fans. What's the next step, though, in assembling this team? Have you already begun identifying specific college talent, and when did those offers start to pour out? Because currently you're a full-time assistant with Carolina University.
Correct. And so this process has definitely been going on since the beginning of the year, where you're able to at least start talking to people that maybe you've known and played against in this area. One of the biggest emphasis that we are looking to put forward into this summer season, because of the midst of what we're living in, is honestly trying to get as much local talent as we can. So it's been nice to have some time in trying to assemble that talent that we can get here locally. But I can tell you, it's been that much more fun to do now that the launch has happened. And the buzz behind it is being created now. Now every person kind of in the area, it seems, is shooting us messages of wanting to potentially join the team. So it's we're going to get a good representation of, I believe, the Triad area, other North Carolina people, and then also just top-notch out-of-state area talent as well. But one of the biggest things that, you know, we've been trying to avoid was that host family aspect. Let's try to do our part as much as we can and not trying to create that, but maybe if there's some local kids that are going to be playing in it, but, you know, who knows if there's a chance for them to house an out-of-state player, so a little less of a host family and a little less of breaking the bubble, so to speak, so that these guys can continue enjoying their summer experience as well.
All right, if you're enjoying this podcast, then I hope you'll take just a quick second to hear about the folks that make it all possible, and that's the Ginther Group, a Triad real estate team with a vast local knowledge. Don't believe me? Hear it for yourself by listening to their real estate show right here on the Triad Podcast Network. I'm not even in the market, and I don't know what I'd do without an ally like Blake Ginther and the Ginther Group. They've helped me find a plumber, a roofer, and even helped my family save hundreds each month when we refinanced our home. Now imagine how they can help if you are in the market. They can help you get started with an evaluation to list and market your home. So if you're thinking of buying or selling in the Triad, call the Ginther Group at 336-283-8689 or find them online at theginthergroup.com. Now back to the show.
It's fascinating because with the team name and the launch, like you said, that some of this talent might be finding you. You know, you might have to do less work just because the exposure is already there. But, you know, we know you're hitting the pavement hard and you're going to do your due diligence with everybody and a staff and so forth. And there's a lot to unpack from what you just said with host families and keeping that talent as localized as possible. It kind of harkens to college football and college basketball and college sports in general, I think, with what COVID has done and kind of changed the game and recruiting. A lot of local talent is staying with their local in-state university. You're seeing that more and more over the last year. So this is kind of reflective of that same sort of process, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's there are an abundance of, you know, good quality leagues that are all out there. And we're actually going to be playing some of those same teams as far as in just some of our exhibition games and different processes of who we're playing. But what we really do want to do is try to latch onto that home feeling of stay home for the summer, have somewhere to be, drive not far at all to an awesome stadium to play your home games, and your away games are in a, you know, close enough proximity as well too. That's not too outrageous to drive to make sure that you're getting your work in and ready for the next fall for yourself.
You began your coaching career as the head coach of the Puerto Rico Collegiate League in the summer of 2019. That followed quite an unorthodox playing career. More on that in a moment. But for the past 2 years, you've been an assistant with Carolina University, formerly Piedmont International in Winston-Salem. You've also been a bench coach for the High Times here locally, one of the most highly recognizable, successful collegiate summer teams nationally, right here in High Point, Thomasville. Given you're still relatively new to this coaching thing, why is it such a passion of yours, and how do you expect that enthusiasm to help bring an entertaining and competitive product to the field for the Disco Turkeys?
Well, just plain and simple, I get to be around the game of baseball. You know, that's the easy, honest answer of what it, you know, boils down to. But I'm just very thankful for the opportunities that I've been presented in a short amount of time for myself. But it's been an awesome opportunity for myself to pour into myself to be able to receive those opportunities, and where, you know, I tried to right my ship, not too many years ago when I changed career paths and decided to get things right for myself so that I could help some of these guys that avoid some of the same, you know, minor pitfalls that I walked into. You know, nothing big, but just, you know, messing up on your academics and then just going into the regular adult world for yourself. That's where the joy comes from right now, is just trying to help these guys prepare for life and use the baseball as a vehicle to get there.
Yeah, it's a fascinating and very unique story that you have, and I think it does explain the passion that you have for baseball and where it comes from. You played at the ripe age of 30, Kirk, utilizing remaining eligibility at Citrus Community College in California. You then journeyed, you grabbed your kid, you grabbed your wife, you go cross country from Cali to continue a pursuit of a playing career, and did so for a season at Carolina U to help bridge this transition into coaching. Your thirst for the game, it's something you were never willing to give up, were you?
You're absolutely right. And, you know, just hearing that said back, well, I have zero idea how my wife let me get away with all of this. So it's been an awesome experience to just be able to have the support in my corner that I've actually had during it all, through this, come on, just unorthodox process that wasn't necessarily ever supposed to happen, but I was not going to let it go. The little by a little bit of rope I kept getting for myself, and I just wanted to be able to say, you know, at the end of the day, if you know, why not, you know, if me, why not you? And it's been an awesome process being able to help some of these guys, you know, see themselves continue just even as teammates, and then now continuing as a coach into trying to pour it into the same people of helping them just make sure that they finish their degree, help themselves get kickstarted with the rest of their life. Because, you know, for myself, knowing the little guy that I had, I knew if I was ever going to try to ask him to do anything, I had to try to do something right myself first.
It's admirable, to say the least. It's certainly inspiring. I mean, I wish, you know, I could use my eligibility and follow the same career track. But then again, I don't know. I feel like this is unique just to you. This is your story for sure. Let's circle back to the club and sharing a world-class facility with the Dash, the Chicago White Sox, high A, minor league affiliate. What kind of benefits might come along with that, both for the visibility of the team in the eyes of the community, but two, maybe perhaps for the players?
Well, it's just plain and simple, the experience alone of what both parties get to take in, the fans themselves and the players playing the game. You know, it's not necessarily easy to be able to put yourself in that kind of a facility that is able to get yourself, you know, city attention. And at the timing of where everything is in life right now, I feel like it is just so ripe where people are hungry, man, for an opportunity to just get outside. And I think that this thing can be an awesome experience if there's 300, 400, 500 people that, you know, and, you know, 100 people at a low end, just the guys get an opportunity to be around people while they play the game of baseball. Because some of these players, even if they're at these top schools, they're not even getting to play around people right now. So the timing of everything working out can just provide experience for both sides, let kids get back to signing some balls for fans, and just providing the whole experience of what baseball can do. And, you know, what better way through, you know, summer days.
Like the High Toms of the Coastal Plains League, this will be a wooden bat summer club. My understanding is you'll be playing the High Toms also as part of the schedule, totaling more than 40 games. But is there a league that you're directly affiliated with? Help me get a better feel for the schedule.
They're on their way, I believe, to getting something on the books of a league that they're also going to represent themselves with. But one of the awesome factors of what we get to build ourselves around without even any association with the league is that we're participating in the Triple ABA tournament in Johnstown, Pennsylvania at the tail end of our season, early August, where we get to go up there and represent the state of North Carolina with our baseball team in this tournament that's happening. I believe this is the 76th year now. So it's a fun little experience, no matter what, to get to be built around and know that, you know, all the games are just building up to hopefully going out there and winning that end of summer, you know, tournament there. But I do believe we're going to be latching on to a league as well to hopefully have some opportunity for claiming bragging rights in that league as well, too.
Yeah, the All-American Amateur Baseball Association tournament is what you're speaking to in Johnstown, PA in August. 1945 was the first year. So, yeah, I'm not a math guy, but I think that is 76 then. 76 years for that historic tournament. You'll have other marquee matchups, I know, with some of the top teams in Virginia, like the Martinsville Mustangs. So, but yeah, at the time of recording, look, schedule flexibility. That's the great thing that you currently have as you look to finalize and nail down a league. Will this strictly be a situation where home games at Truist Stadium are only scheduled when the Dash are on the road? Or could there be a potential of like a cross-promotional type day-night doubleheader? What do you expect there?
I do believe that because the pristine, you know, way that they keep their field for themselves, we're going to likely fall on different days when they're off, we're on, and everything like that. And so it'll be home games that'll be scheduled. People will be able to definitely know when they're set to come out to the ballpark. That's going to be released here pretty soon, from my understanding. But yeah, I believe that we're definitely sharing with the Dash, and they got their priority of when they're using their field and doing what needs to be done. So we're working around their schedule that they have worked out as well too. And then our away games are going to be played at some of these local teams that we've discussed, and some of their really nice facilities that they're using as well too.
I've got to ask, as a guy who grew up loving the game of baseball, maybe half as much as you do, and that's the entire world to me. But again, your heart is much larger. But I've always been a baseball guy. I've always had those dreams. It's the sport I love more than anything, much like yourself. Field management, groundskeeping. Baseball is so unique that those responsibilities fall on the team. And man, I don't want to get emotional, Kirk, and this is a family show. I'll keep it clean. But I almost miss tending to the field as much as playing the game. It's a special connection between a ball player and the diamond.
You get pretty dependent on just trying to help these guys be as good as they can for themselves out there. And then it also just comes down to what are the standards set forth of the people that, you know, really run that field and trying to work to try to meet those standards as well for yourself. So you really, it is a point of pride of the way that you want to be able to take care of it. And in some situations, the way that you're even allowed to take care of it as well. I definitely got some good experience taking care of that field last year for the High Toms. And it was fun, you know, it's fun to do anything that I could to let a group of guys like that go out and enjoy their summer. So, you know, that's kind of some stuff that gets behind it as well too, is you want to be able to, you know, provide in whatever small way you can, because it realistically, you know, like getting on the field days are over for myself. So now I got to try to help out in whatever way I can.
I should note there will be in-game entertainment. Now, what will that be exactly? I don't know. I think we can all use our imaginations, and it'll end up being pretty close to what we envisioned. Yeah, a disco turkey mascot. He's nameless at this point. The team will collect input from the local fans on naming the mascot in the run-up to the season. There will be concessions, including beer and even some unique food items like a disco turkey leg. Kirk, I know ownership, and thank you to Greg Sullivan for helping to facilitate this interview. They have a business to run, but you're not going to be asked to pay for a disco turkey leg, are you?
Like you know, a Bluth apple or a Bluth banana, I'm sorry, but no, I think that I might be falling in the crowd with everybody. You know, it's disco turkey legs gotta be hard to come by. I think everybody's gonna have to pay for that.
Your enthusiasm for the sport, for life, Kirk, it's infectious. I think it's one of the reasons why you're in a position that you are today. I've got to highlight your bio before we let you go on the Carolina University website for the Bruins baseball team, too. Favorite quote: you can have everything in life you want if you will just help enough other people get what they want. Zig Ziglar. I imagine that's been tough to execute over the last 13 months of COVID. We've all had to get creative with our lives to do what we love to do, but more than ever, maybe the moment is now for helping young ballplayers this summer and putting into action a vision for your club.
It's absolutely the truth, and it's awesome, you know, that somebody can remind me of the, you know, myself, and obviously of somebody great like Zig Ziglar that I appreciate. But this whole thing is about, you know, what you can do to try to help other people move forward. And I know that there's plenty of growth for myself and any opportunity to help other people reach their best.
Kirk, thanks for the time today. It's been a blast. Maybe you and I can break some bread, or even better, share a disco turkey leg together this summer.
I appreciate that, Kyle. Really appreciate you having me on. And best to you, and look forward to chatting some more down the road.
That's Kirk Cabana, manager of the Carolina Disco Turkeys. You can follow him on Twitter at KCabana16 and the Disco Turkeys at Disco Turkeys. Instagram, too. Also online at discoturkeys.com. Tickets for the Disco Turkeys games will be $7, which will be on sale in April. And as the official team release suggests, the Disco Turkeys are all about having a good time with friends and family in a safe, welcoming environment featuring competitive wood bat baseball. A good time with friends and family? I'm sold. Thank you again for checking in on the Carolina Disco Turkeys with manager Kirk Cabana, coming to Winston-Salem's Truist Stadium this summer. I'm Kyle Schassberger on Twitter and Instagram at Kyle Schass. This has been Triad Sports One-on-One.
Hey, thanks for listening to this episode on the Triad Podcast Network. Our mission is simple: provide information, advice, and stories about the people and places that make the North Carolina Triad such a great place to be. You can find us by searching Triad Podcast Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, pretty much wherever you like to listen. If you like what you heard and want to support the show and those that contribute, we would truly appreciate a rating and review on your favorite podcast app. It helps spread the word along, as do your shares on social media. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Triad Podcast. To get in touch with us, simply email info@triadpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
This is the Triad Podcast Network.